Hello. It's 12:20 p.m. I'm just getting up. Looks sunny out. I have to go to my brother's house in Hoboken. Not a house, it's an apartment. Sometimes I call apartment a house. Funny thing about me. But going to my brother's place in Hoboken, because it's his kid's birthday yesterday. My niece is 2, so we have to celebrate that. My family likes to celebrate every birthday, every single birthday. That includes mine, my brother's, their wives, Jacqueline's. The kids, my parents, every birthday needs to be celebrated. Now they'll double up. Sure. They might bundle my dad and Jacqueline together. But still, everybody has to show up and everybody has to know. It's a little crazy. Well, I think today might be my niece, might be my sister-in-law thrown in there, it might be, I don't know. So it's birthdays. Last night I saw The Foreigner with Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan. That's a fun movie. It's good if you don't pay for, you know, Movie Pass. It's a Movie Pass movie. I'm not like, oh, you gotta go see The Foreigner with Jackie Chan. It's fine. It's fun. Good action. Intrigue. But it's not as good as, oh, what's that? Something about the Sacred Deer. The Sacred Deer movie. That one's better if you go into the movies. But I would imagine most people want to see Jigsaw this weekend. I want to see Jigsaw, but it wasn't playing at the theater down the street from my house. It was playing, but it was IMAX, which MoviePass doesn't work for. I'm like, do we really want to pay? It's literally $50 for the two of us to see a shitty movie. Because I don't think Jigsaw is going to be good. And it doesn't need to be in fucking IMAX. It wasn't shot in IMAX. You didn't fool me, Jigsaw. That's like part of the movie, is them tricking you into going to see the IMAX experience. No way, Jigsaw. Alright, let's look at the news. I gotta run and whatever before. I had to go buy my niece a gift before I go to this birthday celebration. In New Jersey, I have to cross state lines, no less. Have to get on a commuter bus and go through a tunnel. First charges filed in Mueller investigation. I don't know why I keep saying Mueller. Mueller investigation. Of course, you probably know about that. That's a big deal. I'm guessing. Oh man, people on Twitter are speculating Jared. Now that would be some sweet stuff. Don Jr. Now that's real good. We get either one of them. Pretty sweet. Yes, he can. Barack Obama plans to show up for jury duty, judge says. Well, who's going to want Obama on their jury, though? He's not going to get picked for a jury. Other than, it'd be fun. I guess I would pick him. If I was a lawyer, I'd be like, yeah, fucking pick Obama. I'd be like, he's not good for your client. But, dude, don't you want Obama in the fucking, you have to show up here every day? I'd imagine he'd be the foreman. Be kind of hard to beat. Soprano star Annabella Sciorra claims Harvey Weinstein raped her. That's terrible. Also star of Jungle Fever. That's what I know her from. She, I don't really, man, this Harvey Weinstein is a real piece of shit, and it's bumming me out. And I don't know if I can go back and watch his, he didn't make the movies, but he made them. It's got his name on them. It's fucking gross. Here's Steven Seagal groping a 16-year-old Katherine Heigl. Fading 90s action star accused of Weinstein-esque sexual misconduct. This is the AV Club. 16-year-old. Jesus Christ. Steven Seagal is a piece of shit. Well, you know, I'm in show business, but I'm not in show business, so I don't see any of this shit. You know what I mean? But you know, I don't hang out with the likes of Harvey Weinstein and Steven Seagal. But this is, at least they're all going down now. I hope everyone, the last one of these motherfuckers, gets pulled out and shown for who they are. But you see, it's like they're not getting Harvey Weinstein's big shot, no doubt, but he's not a movie star, right? And then even like Bill Cosby went down after he was really, he's blind, he's old, he's not making movies or anything like that. He's not, that he made a bunch of movies, but he's not on TV. You know, Steven Seagal did this shit. He was a fucking scumbag, but now he's not really anything. So, you know, and they'll even take shots at him. Oh, his career, fading star. Dude, the fact that he's not a celebrity isn't the fucking problem here. They always gotta take it, oh, irrelevant. It's like, all right, what is more important? The fact that this person is a fucking rapist, or the fact that his career is not going so well? Fucking, and it's always like, it's always from somebody who has no career saying it. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? You just wanna, it's just weird. But there's gotta be some like big A-lister that is fucking up to some shit that needs to, you see, when that happens, that's going to be big deal. Like when they say whoever, I'm not even going to say a name as a joke, but if they find JFK file, CIA plotted to kill Castro, stage bombing in Miami. They didn't even release all those files. They don't know. I believe that, but stage bombings in Miami. Well, I have to look into all those files, get to the bottom of this. Do one more and I'm gonna go, because let's see, JFK assassination files. Hoover said FBI must convince the public Oswald acted alone. So he didn't. Is that what that means? And Hoover, he's an interesting guy. Let's see, one more. Man finds World Series tickets for $9. How did that happen? But for one lucky fan, it cost him only $9.08. So on StubHub, searching for tickets, two seats to watch history in the making. I felt the need to. They were my ticket and get them back to the seller so they can repost at the appropriate price.
It's not even a good story. I'm sorry. I wasted all that time, like, reading. He got the ticket. He didn't. It was a fuck up on StubHub. He said something, and then they gave him the fucking tickets anyway, somehow. Who gives a shit? Sorry. Here, let's just end on this one. Man locked in stores, beer cooler stays, drinks all night. Let's leave it there. Sounds like he had a good night. And you have a good day and night or whatever, and I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.